That guy you talk to sometimes at the bank, draw him a picture of us and hand it to him and say, listen, these guys talk funny. Listen.
The Bad Seed Podcast. That sounded good.
Yeah, that was punchy.
The Bad Seed Podcast, episode 28. Hello, Elliot.
Hey, Scotty.
Hey. Damn, I sound good.
Yeah, that was nice.
Thank you. It's, you know, it's crazy up here in Maine.
Yeah. Well, it's nice this time of year.
It's not.
The leaves are turning.
Yeah, it's nice up here. Thank you for listening to the show. This is, like I said, episode 28. Elliot, how's your life been forever?
Forever, you know.
You're whatever.
I just, for the past week, you know, it's been all right.
You love things?
Yeah, we went to a wedding.
Yeah.
That was fun.
Hey, that is right. Michael Black.
Yeah, our boy.
The rat shit Black got married.
Yeah.
He signed his life away.
You were saying a lot of stuff like that.
Yeah, well, it gets to you.
Right.
It was hot, man.
Right. It was hot out there.
It was hot out there. That's all I can
tell. Luckily, we were untucked and we were in short sleeves because that's the move.
My shirt when we left that wedding was so fucking wet.
Yeah, you hung it out of the car.
I did.
Yeah, people thought we were breaking down.
I actually lost it.
You lost that shirt? That was a nice shirt.
I lost all my shirts that month.
Did you leave it in the car?
I left my sunglasses at the wedding.
Oh, the ones that the cop glasses?
Yeah.
Softball coach glasses?
Yeah, my softball coach fucking glasses.
Well, I mean, you could probably go back. They were like $5. You could go back to...
They're probably not going to have any more.
Yeah, that's true. They probably sold pretty quick.
They were fucking nice. They looked like riffraff. They were Oakleys, you know? But cheaper.
Brokleys.
Brokleys. Or what we used to call it in middle school, Folkleys.
Folkleys.
Change shit with an F.
Sounds like Ned Flanders.
Yeah, right?
Folkley Doakleys.
Folkley Doakleys. So.
But yeah, besides leaving things behind, you know, it was very nice. It was very nice, you know?
It was. It was nice to see Michael cry and everybody. I love watching people suffer.
I think it was a good cry.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Right. I cried because I made a yellow light today. I was just so happy. Just a single tear rolled down my cheek.
Yes.
Yes. I'm a fucking beast.
I'm a motherfucking legend. I went to two weddings. That's crazy.
Yeah.
The first one didn't plan out. There wasn't that.
It was a different type of occasion.
A different kind of wedding. And I lost that shirt too.
You did?
Yeah. It was a fucking polo shirt. Or no, it was a Ralph Lauren.
Ooh.
And it had little horses all over it. I fucking lost it.
Wow. You know what you should do? Get a shirt keychain. So that when you take it off, it's still attached to your belt.
Yeah. Like a shirt leash?
Yeah, a shirt leash.
Like it just hooks to your bottom button?
Right. Like instead of a chain wallet, you have a chain shirt.
Oh, my God.
So you just... You got to wash it because you're probably going to drag it around, but you're not going to lose it.
I mean, shit, they did it in the 90s grunge.
Yeah. Yeah, you could, or you could just, it'd be hard to tie a short sleeve around your waist, but I think you could do it.
I mean, I'm sure if I stretch it out a little bit, I can get it. Mm.
Or you could turn it upside down and boom, second pants. You just slide your legs through the arms hole.
Second pants?
Yeah, second bonus pants.
That's all Aladdin was wearing was a shirt. Yeah,
that was bonus pants.
Just wearing a shirt upside down.
Yeah. Well, he was a street rat. He didn't have anything else.
Well, actually, I saw his fucking house.
Oh, right.
He wasn't a fucking... He had a house. He had an apartment.
Right.
Nobody had air conditioning back then.
Whatever. Yeah, well, back then, the difference between a house and the street wasn't very... It wasn't a whole lot.
Yeah. Well, I don't understand what makes him a street rat, because he don't have a fucking tire.
Well, because he was stealing stuff on the street. So he's street rat.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Whatever.
And he had a little monkey with him.
He had a Abu.
Abu, yeah.
Abu.
And then he gives him the bread, and Abu's like, I guess I'll share the bread, but I'm kind of a dick about it.
But he had nice fucking teeth, and that's all that counted.
Well, it'd be kind of terrifying if Disney drew their characters with, like...
The fucking old dude at the beginning of that movie.
Oh, he did have terrifying teeth. Yeah, I do remember that.
Courage had cavities.
Yeah, he did. Well, he was too scared to brush.
Well, he's scared of it. He was just a little pussy.
Right. That show should have been called Courage the Schizophrenic Dog, because he really just sort of, you know.
He was definitely a chihuahua with cavities.
Chihuahua with cavities. Their teeth are so small.
There's no other kind of chihuahua that I want. All right, let's jump into this video that I have queued up. Mm. Backstory on this video. Everybody fingers their food.
Right.
From time to time. That's all I'm going to say.
Of all the foods, one of the easiest to sex. Here, I'll show you. For mac and cheese, you want to find a place around the bowl that is pliant, that would let you in. Once you find that spot, take two fingers, probably the ring finger, middle finger of your hand, and just press it in. Firmly, but you know where you're going. Right into the middle of the bowl. And when you're there, if the macaroni and cheese presses against your fingers in the center, then paint that nursery pink, because it's a girl. And if it gives way, if it lets you wiggle your fingers around there in the middle, well, suits and ties, you got a guy's. And that-
okay. This is the coolest and the sketchiest guy, but all in one.
Right. I really respect what he does.
I love the nutcracker that's just chilling on the side of his desk. This dude is just fingering his food. His name is...
What's the name of the channel? Check that out.
It's Sex Your Food.
Sex Your Food.
And then he just fingers all of his foods.
Yeah, he determines the gender, you know? Sometimes vets have to do it all the time. You just got to get in there and feel around. And
vets have to do it all the time. Yeah.
I mean, not with a horse. You can just look and tell with a horse. But certain animals, you got to, you know.
I'm glad I learned that today.
Yeah, that's it's a good resource. Say.
It is. So, today, Elliot, let's jump into our first thing.
Live from air, it's Pluggy's News.
We have an intro for it now.
Yep, that was the intro.
That was the intro. Got a couple of fun ones. This one, I've known about this one for a while. We just haven't used it. And this is it. Hear me out. This was in 2014. A man emerges from bunker 14 years after Y2K scare.
He did a good job building that bunker.
Yeah, I mean, how many people are down there?
Yeah.
It makes you think.
Doomsday preppers always got me. I worked with one at a grocery store, and this guy was about 300 pounds. And just not 300 pounds of muscle. Not a very in shape man, but he spent thousands of dollars on prepping for the apocalypse. But he couldn't make it up 3 flights of stairs, I bet.
Well, that's why he went down.
Yeah.
That's why his bunker wasn't upstairs. It was below the ground. How many floors could he go down?
Well, if he fell, a lot.
Okay. Yeah, that's true. On January 1st, 2000, that was the day that our computers were meant to fail us and change our lives forever. Do you remember what computers were in 2000?
I remember my uncle was really into Y2K and gave my parents magazines. Every computer scientist was basically like, what are you guys talking about? This doesn't make any sense. That's not going to happen.
Yeah.
But people figured out you could make money off of it and then just started cashing in. Like I said, there was magazines. Like, it was Auto Trader, but except for here's the 10 cans of beans that'll last a century.
But, like, how long before Y2K do people start freaking out about, like, just like a hurricane? Like, people, like, the day before was like, oh, fuck.
I think it was so ingrained in the culture. It must have been a year or two before. Because people thought planes were going to fall out of the sky. They thought people drew all their money out of the bank. They thought planes were going to fall out of the sky. All their sensitive information they thought was just going to be, you know, able to be accessed. And you know, they thought the lights were going to go out in the house because the computers, you know, but it made no sense.
Because it would go back to zero.
Right.
They thought it would roll over.
But people had, you know, when computing started being a thing, it was really back, you know, so many years before that we're talking about the most foresighted people in our society. Some of them are these computer scientists who develop them.
They're beyond us.
They didn't just forget. They weren't like, oh, shit, we forgot to figure out what happens in the year 2000.
Next year.
They dedicated their whole lives to it. But all that common sense did not matter to people. You got to think, this was before 9/11, so people didn't have anything else to freak out about.
That's so wild to think about. Yeah. But it wasn't that far
right
away from 9/11. That was like what?
It was a year and 9 months.
A year and 9 months.
Yeah. But yeah, people just love, people love hysteria. They just love a good panic.
Oh yeah.
And they got one with that.
I've been into panicking for a while.
It can be a good hobby. It's like doing mental push-ups. But imagine being that guy and think, why did he finally run out of shit and he was like, the dust is settled.
Yeah, maybe he was like, all right, I'm going to try it. All of his friends are dead down there.
Right. Like he ate people.
Oh my God. And he comes up and the first person he tells, they laugh at him.
Right. Well, it's like, that's another thing they thought. They thought that all the nuclear missiles would launch. Like, I don't know what they, like.
If anything, they wouldn't launch.
Right.
You know,
they would just sit there. But, like, even with that logic, you know, you don't put a Geiger counter on the outside of it or something so you can see. I don't know. Just to stay in a bunker for 14 years, what a silly goose.
Here's this one. This is where we at. This is a good segue. Y2K, and then to this. Self-driving garbage cans are in a beta right now. Here's a video. I will show you this video, sir.
Okay.
Just get a load of what is going on. It docks itself on the curb of your fucking house. How lazy.
Don't have to take out the trash no more.
This fucking thing has wheels.
Well, the normal ones have wheels.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, you're saying you should use the wheels.
It's 50 feet.
I mean, that's one of those Jetsons things.
Just don't have time.
Right.
No, you do.
That's just one of those Jetsons inventions that, like, they should paint a face on it to make it nicer.
Well, that's where I was getting at with this, is, like, self-driving garbage cans inspired a lot of jokes on Twitter. Some as in saying, the new Star Wars looks good. yeah, check out the Falcon's highlights.
That's yeah. pretty good.
Yeah, like, you know, yeah, one's like 1985. In the year 2019, they're going to have flying cars.
Right, nope.
No, we've got self-moving fucking trash cans and a dude that came out of a bunker.
Right.
Fucking hell.
And he probably saw one and thought they've taken over.
Next story. Florida couple attempts to have sex in the cop car.
Oh.
While arrested.
Wow.
Yeah. A Florida couple arrested for DUI has aroused, get it, attention for what they allegedly did while in a police car waiting to go to jail. Nassau County Sheriff's Deputy Mike Hunt pulled over two bicyclists, which you can get DUIs on bicycles, which is wild.
Really? I mean, yeah, I guess.
Dude. Maybe you were around one night, but I ran into a guy at the pub up the street that got a DUI on a fucking skateboard.
Really?
DUI on a skateboard. What kind of shit is that? Anyways, this guy pulled over two bicyclists who were riding along without their lights on. Oh, man. Fuck these guys. Anyways, they identified as 35-year-old Megan Moynihan and 31-year-old Aaron Thomas. They smelled of alcohol and had bloodshot, watery eyes, and slurred speech.
Mm.
Which, you know,
they might just be tired.
Means you're drunk. They failed a field sobriety test and declined to do others. They were arrested and they were both taken into custody. Although both of them were handcuffed in the back of Hunter's police car, they apparently didn't let the minor details stop them from appreciating the romance of the moment. According to the police report obtained by the Smoking Gun, Hunter was outside of the car and both of them took their clothes off
while handcuffed.
Yes, I'm trying to figure out if their handcuffs were in front of them or behind them.
They must have been in front of them.
Had to be. But the cop opened the door to fucking stop them and they were both naked and her vaginal area was visible and Her bra was halfway up. Like, how did you even get all? Like, yeah. How did you get there?
They must have. See, up until that point, I was picturing behind the back handcuffs, but no, they must have. Oh,
and there's the picture of them. Yeah, it looks like Dora and Diego.
Yeah, looks like she got some scabs on her face there.
That's more than scabs, buddy.
Yeah, that's Yeah,
she looks like Shirley Temple, doesn't she?
Yeah, a little in a sort of nightmarish way.
Yeah, yeah. Her eyebrows are off.
Yeah,
they're not fleeked up.
Yeah, no.
Oh man, not at all.
All natural.
So yeah, apparently you can have sex in the back of a fucking cop car
if you're quick enough.
If you're quick enough. Next story, which has been a thing. So it seemed like it got a lot of fucking hype. It was the Area 51 raid.
Oh, that's right. It did go down.
Yeah. Did you see anything about this?
I saw the guy Naruto running behind the newscaster. That was pretty much it. Just that and memes.
Yeah.
And memes about that guy.
The secrets of Area 51, the highly classified Air Force facility, long rumored to house ETs and shit.
To get technical.
Yeah, to get...
ETs and shit.
But it remains unseen because, despite millions responding in public Facebook posts, Nevada authorities say about 40 people gathered at the gates before confronted by law enforcement.
I really thought it was going to be more than 40.
Well, here's the picture of everyone that was there.
Yeah, that's,
literally.
That's barely a football team.
Yeah, and two people got arrested, one for pissing on a cactus and one for pissing on a gate.
Wow. Well, they should have brought some porta potties.
If
for 40 people, you're going to be there a while.
If aliens could look down and see us now.
Right. Or just look out the window in that case.
Yeah, they're probably intimidated.
Yeah, well, you never know what humans are going to do.
But there was I watched a live stream for a little bit. There was more people at the EDM Fest 50 miles away than there were trying to raid their, it's fucking wild.
Well, I think maybe the fear of being shot was part of it, with people not going. But if you were already at an EDM festival on drugs and you just had to pop over, hour and a half away, you would think more people would have
not that bad
gone for it.
Not that bad.
Just to say they did.
Yeah, sometimes I guess they're not doing the right drugs because you're supposed to get very brave.
But they have a Roswell festival every year, and it happened like 2 months before all this stuff started, or a month before all this stuff started, where literally it's all the fanfare. There's thousands of people
with blown up aliens,
right? Yeah, so
or alien ears.
Everybody missed it.
Wah.
When it came to that.
Wah wah wah.
They missed it.
All right, this one's gonna hit home for you, Elliot.
Oh boy.
Yeah, it really is. British authorities scramble to find stolen solid gold toilet.
Oh.
Look at this fucking beaut.
That is beautiful.
That is a beautiful solid gold.
It's very clean, too.
Poop holder.
Boy, wouldn't you just feel powerful?
Yeah. Estimated to be worth $1.25 million.
It's solid. It's not even plated.
It's not even plated. And someone poops in it.
Yeah, all in it. Now someone else does, proudly.
There's an update.
Oh.
British police have arrested a 66-year-old man in connection with the theft of a solid gold toilet from a palace west of London. What the fuck do you do with a solid gold toilet that is being looked for? Like, who do you sell it to?
Yeah, that's going to be a pretty obvious item to try to unload. I imagine it would be a shame to do it, but if you did steal it, you'd probably just melt it down.
Sell it little by little.
Yeah, just chip off of, just take a chip out of it every once in a while.
God, that means you got to get closer to the poop hole.
Well, I mean, hopefully he flushed it before he unbolted it and then took off with it. And how do you have a $1.25 million toilet? I mean, I would put an alarm on the bathroom itself. And that's heavy, too. How did he get it out of there?
Yeah, well, the toilet, like we said before, estimates up to $1.25 million was connected to the plumbing of the building stolen out of. As a result, its removal caused extensive fucking damage.
Ooh.
Anyways, he stole a fucking toilet, and I'm proud of him, and it's really a bummer that he can't keep it.
Yeah, I mean, I think if you get a... I mean, how much would that has to weigh a lot. If you get that out of there, you're doing pretty good for yourself.
I don't know how much gold weighs because I've never had it. I've had a gold chain.
Right.
You could just times that by 1.25 million, and that's how much it weighs, right?
Why does the money have anything to do with the weight? You mean, oh, I see what you're saying.
I don't know.
I think I see what you're saying. Okay. No, I don't see what you're saying.
I don't know, man. I really don't know.
How much does that gold weigh? 1.25 million. I guess if you knew the price of gold, you could do the math and figure out how much it weighed.
Because it's price per ounce.
Right, per ounce, yeah.
We could easily figure this out right now, but that's too much.
No, my phone's all the way over there.
It's right. It's on your leg.
No, it's. Oh God, I can't even.
Well, that's all the stories I have for us on this or the segment of Pluggies News. Beep 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 beep.
Beep beep.
Now what, Elliot? Now where do we go?
Now what? We go to our favorite place.
Hello. Wow. What an asshole.
All right, so...
Boy, I can't wait to hear these assholes, or whatever.
You always hear them before you see them.
Yeah.
That's good. All right, so first one today. Am I the asshole for not fessing up to causing a coworker's allergic reaction? Last week, one of my coworkers started to feel unwell, and another coworker took her to the ER. She was having an allergic reaction. She has an allergy towards peanuts, and thinking back on it, I probably caused the reaction since we both had to use the same computer to check orders, and I had peanut butter waffles that morning. I definitely don't think I washed my hands after either. Once somebody got the call she was okay, they asked us all in the group who had had peanut butter that day, and I stayed completely silent. Well, yesterday she came back to work. She was fine and everything, but apparently the trip to the ER still cost her $300 after insurance, plus money she lost not going into work for 2 days. Our coworkers all sympathized, and a few have started saying whoever had the peanut butter should have to pay. Since I wasn't part of that conversation, I just heard them from across the room, I just focused on my work and tried to avoid the subject for the rest of the day. Am I an asshole?
No. Everybody allergic to peanuts should have a shirt on that says it. You should be branded in some way.
Yeah. Well, our buddy had a reaction, he's allergic to peanuts, and he had just started dating his wife. She either didn't know or had forgotten, and she was eating peanuts, and then they started making out. His throat closed up.
Oh, man.
Yeah. It just happens like that.
Yeah, secondhand nutted?
Yeah, bro.
Oh, my God.
He got swole from the nut.
She really swole him up, huh?
Right.
Yeah. I mean, also, I hate when people complain about how much ER is. You don't have to pay it.
No, I never have.
I don't have the greatest credit anymore.
No, but that's just a number that if you don't look at it, what does it matter?
Just so you people know up there at the ER palace or whatever, I will not be paying you. So when you see me coming, that's probably why they make me wait for like 8 fucking hours.
Right.
That's kidney stone medicine.
Break them up, baby.
That's to break up my kidney stones.
Break them up.
That's the Gaston County mating call. Oh, man. Nah. Yeah, ER, $300.
Yeah.
Not paying that on your credit. That's the most adult thing I've said ever.
Plus, people always tell me that it doesn't count. Like, they can't come after you for the money either.
What are they going to put you in jail?
Yeah, put you in medicine jail. You don't get any medicine now.
No, you've had enough.
Right. They cut you off.
I can see it.
You've had enough blood pressure medication for one night, sir.
Yeah, right?
Right.
Oh, I'm sorry. You should think about paying.
Right. I love that, like, you can, like, all right, so we did save your life and reattach your arm. That'll be $800,000.
I love, like, the last time I went to the ER was for those kidney stones. And, like, I was like, I don't know if you've ever had kidney stones.
Knock on wood, I haven't.
That's metal.
It is. There's no wood around
me. There's no wood around here.
Okay, so now I'll probably get them.
Well, now there's wood around you.
Whoa. It's kidney stones.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's a rock. I like to call them kidney diamonds.
Kidney diamonds, yes.
That's way more fun.
Right. Crushing that coal into diamonds.
But the, you know, kidney stones will make you ball up into a stupid fucking ball and like cry. Like there's nothing you can do when it's passing to your kidney from whatever the wherever the fuck it came from.
Right.
But so I'm like sitting in this ER room after I like spend 3 hours in the waiting room crying.
Right.
I get into a room and like in your head when you're in a room, you think it's almost over.
Right.
It's not.
No, it's more waiting.
More waiting. And this little woman wants to come in there with a clipboard and tell you, and she's like the money. She's like the money people.
Mm.
They come in while you're crying on the bed.
And, slumped over there. I'm very familiar. They have their little thing they push around with their computer.
Hey, how are we going to pay for this?
Right. They scanned your hand.
Yeah, please get the fuck away from me right now.
Right.
Like, I'm about to piss a rock.
And they ask you, can you pay anything today? And it's like, why? Like, why would I?
The room that was next to me was like just a drunk dude. And I guess he had fell and forgot that he called the ambulance on himself.
Oh,
and
shit.
He was getting in the room and he was like, where am I? And they were like, you're in the hospital. And he was like, well, I'm in pain. I need pain medicine.
Oh, right. Oh, well, actually.
Actually, I'm in pain right now.
Why you're here?
And then like. You know, they're like questioning me and shit. I'm like, go fucking question that guy. I'm like dying right now.
Right.
Fucking assholes.
I ended up in the hospital because of, this was 2 years ago, because of complications from MRSA. And I basically had an infection in my leg that was dumping, I guess, pus onto my muscle.
Oh, that fucking sounds like the...
And
like a horrible, like, Garbage Pail Kid video.
Yeah. And it was pretty gruesome. Because you couldn't see anything wrong with me, but it felt like I got shot in the leg. And I went for the pain when it wasn't too bad. And of course, here I am going to the hospital looking the way I do.
Yeah.
And telling them I'm in pain and I don't know why. So they told me it was sciatic nerve pain and suggested I go to a chiropractor. And then 6 days later, they had to come put me on a stretcher and take me out of my house because I couldn't move because it was so bad.
Yeah. So they're bad.
Yeah. So I had been to the hospital. I tried to get it checked out, and then, dude, I had a fever of, like, pretty much as high as you can go without brain damage. I was, like, right at the limit.
What was the fucking limit of that?
I think it's lower than you think. Like, it's pretty scary. But, yeah, I ended up, stayed in the hospital for 17 days after that, and the bill was $250,000.
What?
Yep. But, see, when you don't have insurance, they say it's $250,000, and then they go, oh, you don't have insurance? It's actually only $80,000. You're like, well, hold on a second. You may as well say it's $2.5 million because you're not getting... I'm not... Well, who the fuck do you think I am? You
it's
know?
It's only $80,000. Like,
and also, it's like, hey, you knocked off that much? Just, you know, knock off the rest of it. Why not? If it's just fake fucking shit. Like, I understand those people got to get paid and stuff, but like...
Yeah.
What am I supposed to do? I had 17 days in the hospital.
So, so you're telling me the doctor that saw me at ER, like, left the room and he was like, great, guess I'm not getting paid today.
Oh, right. No. No, that basically because we don't pay when we go to the hospital, it makes insurance prices go up, as far as I understand. Because the doctor's getting paid either way. That's why they're always super nice to you. They don't give a fuck, or at least most of them are super nice, from my experience. They don't give a fuck if you pay or not. It's the insurance companies that... You know, I don't know. It's so fucking complicated.
Yeah.
But all I know is I will never at any point be able to pay $80,000 for anything.
If you got a check for $80,000, what would you do with it? Not that.
Not that. Yeah, also, yeah, that too. Even if I did have $80,000, I didn't get an infection in my leg on purpose. You know?
I don't think anybody at the hospital... Well, never mind.
Oh, no. You know what they asked me? That first... When I was writhing around in pain and they realized it was... Because of the fever, they realized it was an infection. They kept... Are you an intravenous drug user? Every doctor.
Yeah.
I saw 5 doctors and every single one and every nurse was like, are you an intravenous drug user? And I was like, no, I hate needles. Will you fucking leave me alone?
Yeah. Every nurse... I don't know. If you have a lot of tattoos, they just assume that you do heroin.
Right.
Because they're like... Ugh. What do you mean you don't like needles? I just don't fucking like the vein needles. Right. Those are weird. They're like, yeah,
it's
okay.
Not the same thing.
I mean, I guess if I yelled, I don't do heroin.
Right. People are like, he does heroin.
Yeah, that kind of gives it away.
Yeah. Gives up the ghost there. Oh, man. Well, yeah, we could probably do a whole episode on hospital stories. Oh, that would be pretty good. I would like to tell the whole story about me being in the hospital, because there's some good stuff in there. One part that I liked was these nurses would come in to like check my vitals every so often.
Hmm, damn.
And it would definitely be on their time. Like, I would have to wake up to do it if I was asleep. Like, they would not come back and wait for me to.
So it's like jail.
They have to take them. So everyone was piled. It was my birthday. I spent my 27th birthday in Gaston Memorial Hospital. And all of the moron bros had come down. So it was, what, five of us in this tiny room?
I gave you a hat.
Yeah, you gave me a hat that I wore for a very long time, a Charlotte Hornets hat. But we were all standing. The nurse walked in, looked at us, and then looked at me and went, "Would you like me to come back?" And
I'm so sorry to interrupt. Right?
She was just like, "There's a lot of sweaty dudes in this room right now.
It smells like meat."
Yeah. And that was the only time they ever were like, "I can come back." Like, I could be trying to shit on the little toilet next to my bed because I couldn't walk. And they would literally just be like just waiting, you know, outside the door, but like knocking on the door. And I'm like, "Yeah, just give me 1 second. 'Cause you know, it'd take me a minute." But they took one look at everybody and was like, "I'll come back. I'll come back.
I must've looked like the biggest, like just like drug addict at the ER last time, because I was on a time limit, 'cause I have a daughter and I had to pick my daughter up from school or daycare.
Right.
So like, I finally get back. I have to be there at like 4:30, 5 o'clock. Finally get back to the room at like 3:45, and I'm telling everybody, I'm like, "Hey," and they lay out one of those little gowns with the ass out.
Oh yeah.
And I was like, "Yeah, I'm not putting that on." And she was like, "The doctor's gonna want to, you know,
look check at your asshole."
Yeah. I'm like, "I'm not putting that on. I have to be gone in 35 minutes." And she was like, "What?" I was like, "I've been here for 4 hours.
Right.
I have to go do something." I was like, "Get that doctor in here." And then, you know, obviously they were confused, but so basically I was like, "Doctor, this has happened to me 3 times before and I need you to give me what I need and I need to leave."
Right.
And he was like, "I need to run tests and stuff." And he was like, "Piss in this cup and we're going to do a CT scan and blah, blah, blah," or whatever. Basically, he wrote the prescriptions I needed. And then I was like, "I'm leaving." And then I didn't wait for the test or anything. And he called. He was like, "I'm going to call you with the results and stuff."
Right.
And then CVS called me and was like, "Yeah, he prescribed you 3 other medicines." It was like, "Call him back immediately."
Right.
After he like tested the piss.
Oh, God.
I haven't called him back yet.
Oh, what? That was a while ago.
Yeah. I mean, I broke him up.
You took, so, yeah. But
these are actually my kidney stones.
Did you? That's a lot. It's
actually the kidney stones.
That is a lot.
Yeah. Well, it was. You telling me, Coach?
Any is a lot when it comes out of your dick hole.
Oh, my God. It's like pushing wet popcorn through a super soaker.
I thought it would be harder than that.
It looks like a piece of, like a half of a piece of chewed up white piece of bubble gum.
Oh. Oh, God.
Yeah.
That's why you don't swallow your gum.
Yeah, that's all it is.
It stays in your dick for 5 years.
But if you push it in your dick. Right.
I never swallow my gum. I roll it in between my hands and thread it up my dick.
All right. What's the next story you got?
Oh, okay. So, the next one is, am I the asshole for scolding my wife for insinuating to her cousin that we have a strap on?
Pegasaurus.
My wife and I are good friends with her cousin, a male. I've known him for 15 years and we bullshit each other all the time. He broke the news to us via text that he got engaged tonight, to which we were happy and congratulatory. My wife volunteered to be the best man, to which her cousin responded that she lacked a certain appendage. So she texted him back saying that she could wear a strap on. When I told her, "That's how rumors get started," she brushed me off, saying that he knows I'm not serious. I told her that he's engaged now, and there's a good chance that his fiance will see it too, and people like to talk. She brushed me off again, So I told her that if anyone mentions it, I'm going to say she's a liar. That's when she acted like I came out of nowhere and was a dick to her. Of course, when I tried to talk to her about it, after everything was, quote, fine. So am I the asshole about this? I'm not opposed to what other people do in the bedroom, but I'm not getting pegged, and I would prefer people not think I'm getting pegged.
I think that's one of those, like, you know, like we were saying, you got to yell out, I don't do heroin.
Right.
I think that's one of those situations where you have to yell that out, you know?
Right. But how...
You gotta bring up the elephant in the room when everybody sits down at Denny's. Like, I'm just gonna lay it out there, right. Guys. I don't get pegged.
Right. Everyone's just that lull in the dinner. I don't get pegged. He just like yells it.
The waitress is like, "All right, four waters."
All right, cool. Oh, the waitress would walk up right at that moment. They always do.
Oh yeah, Denny's waitress. It's a rough one.
I don't get pegged. Yeah. Sure you don't, buddy.
Sure you don't,
buddy. We all get pegged in the end.
That's true.
So I think that guy's a pretty clear-cut asshole.
You know, he's got his rights.
Yeah, I mean, I could see if... but he stipulates, I've known this guy for 15 years. We joke around all the time. And if his wife's the kind of person to make that joke, then first of all, she's funny. Because that's pretty funny. You know?
Yeah, they just live in a very competitive, heterosexual household.
I forgot about that. You got to specify these things.
Yeah. See, if he would have just started out with that, it would have made a lot more sense.
Right. My holy grail is to eventually find mirrored, am I the asshole? So it's one perspective of a guy, you know, doing this, and then someone going, I made a joke about my husband getting fucked with a strap-on. Well, that's not what she did. I made a joke about a strap-on, and my husband thinks he's gay now. What do I do?
Oh, yeah, like a Tarantino Reddit. It's just like, right. All different versions of it.
All out of order. So that was that one, boy, you know, I'm just, you know.
We should start doing skits of all these stories.
Dramatic reenactments.
Yeah,
that would be nice.
That would be silly.
Yeah,
I think.
Yeah, we can find some good ones for that. So here's the last one, and you know, it's a longer one, but I think it's pretty good. So, am I the asshole for having a girl pay the bill on her first date? I'm a 29-year-old male from the LA area. Never had a girlfriend because I've always just been focused on my career.
Which is what?
Right. I'm an entrepreneur with a decal business, and I also work PT at a bank. So, you know, that's the kind of work that really...
Part-time at the bank means that he can afford it.
Yeah. So, I decided to sign up to some dating apps recently, and I matched with a few girls and hit it off with one of them through text. So, I asked her out to dinner and drinks. She lives an hour and a half away, so we decided to meet somewhere in the middle. She chose a restaurant that I didn't realize until the day of is an hour and 10 minutes away from me. So it wasn't really us meeting in the middle. I was kind of frustrated, but I let it go. Spoiler alert, he didn't.
Oh, he didn't.
I call her 2 times as soon as I get to the restaurant. She says she is around 15 minutes away. I honestly was a bit annoyed because I had to travel an hour and 10 minutes and she lives close by. So I sat there waiting, probably looking like I got stood up to everyone around. She finally arrives after about 15 minutes and she apologizes, saying she was doing her makeup and lost track of time. Honestly, I was kind of skeptical because her makeup looked basic. but I said nothing, pull out a chair for her, and we order. I also noticed I'm way overdressed. She has on a summer dress and I have a suit on, so that kind of bothered me. Like, I felt I put way more effort into my appearance than her.
Oh my God, what a pretentious fucking asshole.
She orders a pasta dish, appetizers, and a drink. I just decide to get a drink and a few things a la carte because I ate a good amount of bread waiting for her.
Story of my fucking life.
So I wasn't hungry. She also tells me that she's only 23 when her profile said she was 26. So that kind of put me off.
This fucking guy.
But, But we have a good chat, and she's pretty, so whatever.
So shut up.
When the bill comes, it came out to around $90, and I'm looking at it, and my meal slash drinks only cost around $30. She had mentioned earlier in our date that she wants to be more financially independent. So I ask her if she wants to split the bill by item. She looks at me and hesitates, but says, we can split it in half. I tried to explain to her that what she ordered is two times what I ordered, and she seems upset, saying I ate the appetizers too, so I should be okay with splitting the bill in half. I only had one third of the appetizers. I told her about how I already felt annoyed that she was late, and I had to travel over an hour to this restaurant, and then I took more time for my appearance, and she finally agreed to pay two thirds of the bill, and we split the tip.
Oh my God.
I asked if I can walk her to her car, and she said she had to get going. I'm thinking she might be upset about the check still, but I tell her to have a good night, and then I enjoyed meeting her. I texted her a few days later, but she never answered me back. I told a few of my friends what happened, and they're saying I'm an asshole, but I honestly think splitting the bill by item was not really that big of a deal, especially since I already did so much going out an hour and waiting on her.
Dude.
Oh, that guy.
I hope that this guy said all those things out loud to her.
Oh, he definitely has no filter.
If he was just like an L.A. douchebag, he's like, sundress, huh?
Right. Boy, you know, I wore a suit for this.
Yeah.
What did she want her to wear? A fucking wedding dress? Like, what was she supposed to wear to a date? A fucking cocktail dress to a first date?
Wow, your makeup looks kind of basic.
Right. Oh, no, this is how I'm pictured that one. Sorry I'm late. I was doing my makeup. Oh, really?
Oh, okay. Oh,
really? Did you have to start over or something?
So how old are you? 23.
Ooh. Now, you said 26 on the app.
Well, you're pretty, so.
This guy is just amazing. Like, that he could be that much of an asshole and then go, she didn't text me back. You know, I drove an hour and 10 minutes away.
You're that big of an asshole and you work part-time at a bank.
Right. And run it, what was it, a decal?
A decal business.
Yeah.
That means he's made stickers for six people.
Right.
I get it.
Entrepreneur is what he called himself, I believe.
Well, in L.A., I'm sure that's costing him more than he's making.
Right.
How many actors want stickers?
Yeah, this isn't Rob Dyrdek we're talking about here. This is somebody who probably dresses a lot like Rob Dyrdek, but, you know.
Well, not on this specific day.
Oh, no, he did wear a suit.
He dressed like he was going to like one of the parties at Bruce Wayne throws.
Bruce Wayne party.
You know, everybody's
he's going to a Gotham party.
Tuxedos and shit.
Oh, God.
Yeah, dude. Fucking. Yeah, he is 1,000% a big, nasty, dripping asshole.
Dirty asshole.
Dirty freaking asshole.
Yeah, that might be the most clear-cut one I think we've done.
Oh, most definitely. That was definitely that topped a lot of them. Like we said, if we made little stories. Like, if you dressed up as that girl and I dressed up as the guy, we just remade it.
That would be pretty great. I think we should make that happen.
Just oh, my God. Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah, I can find a sundress.
Yeah, I mean, I have a couple. I have my graduation gown in there. You just draw flowers on it.
That is such a power move. Just imagine if you wore a graduation gown on a first date.
Well, around here, that's kind of a sign of like endearment.
Right.
Like,
yeah, I did it.
Yeah. It's like people wear them to like bed and stuff.
I have my graduation gown, but because I didn't graduate, it's still in the plastic.
Oh, you could probably. I guarantee you can get on Craigslist and buy graduation gowns. Like second chance prom and shit. Like,
what? Nobody wears their graduation gown to prom? I don't think.
Wait, what?
I never went.
I thought you were supposed to wear that.
Do they, you know what we should do? We should do second chance graduation because we know enough people to fill.
Yeah, we do. Holy shit.
about 10 of those.
Yeah, I could pre-sell the shit out of that.
Yeah. Oh, dude, just imagine like all these adults and they invite their parents and you get your name called out and you get to walk across the stage.
You know, I mean, there is a prom like that at the college.
That's what I'm saying. But we take that idea and do it with graduations instead.
But we have it's a 10 question thing that you gotta do.
You gotta pass a test.
You gotta pass the 10 question thing.
And then from second chance you.
Oh, just sounds like a birth control pill or something. You know? Second chance you. Oh my God. Time to get on to the next segment.
Fuck stories.
Fuck stories. This first one is near and dear to my heart. This is from Reddit, and it's from Crumbstar 16. And it says, my first sexual experience. My first sexual experience was with my stepsister.
Mm.
Wow. By the way, I was kidding about near and dear.
Right. Whoa, I totally forgot about the intro, man.
That's not a thing.
So
it says, me and her would wrestle sometimes as a joke.
So funny. Yeah, I touched your boob. That's hilarious.
Oh, it gets better. I believe she had a D-cup breast, and I would sometimes squeeze them as a joke.
People hate your jokes.
Oh yeah.
Like,
but as we did this, I then would go under her shirt and grab her bra, and then her bare breasts as a joke.
What? Dude, these jokes are out of control.
I know, right? This went on as I dry humped her ass till it came in my pants. We did this more than 10 times. It was literally amazing.
The joke never got old.
Haha, you're it.
How do you do? Just like, do you think at the end he was just like,
yeah, that's. Haha, I came.
Like, did they have a laugh track during it? Imagine you're watching a sitcom and that's the joke.
Yeah. Hey, I had an idea the other day, and this has nothing to do with these stories. I mean, kind of, it does. You know, porn has evolved over the years.
Very much so.
And there is, like, better acting in porn now.
Yeah.
But there's not good comedy in porn.
No. Funny porn is it's a small sliver of the space.
Yeah, but if they were good jokes while they were getting slammed.
Like real punchy stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, that could be good.
Just like, because, you know, like, even when the porns are, like, you know, they start cheesy and it's funny. As soon as they start fucking, it gets serious.
Right.
What if it never gets serious? Like, their actions are serious, like, but their voices are still doing.
Or you just, like, he just gives the girl a wet willy.
Exactly. Oop, wrong hole, LOL.
Yeah, it would have to be slapstick.
Oh,
which
man.
Would, I mean, that sounds like pornography anyway.
Yeah, if you just took, like, you know, porn and mixed it with, like, the Three Stooges.
Pink.
Dude, I think we're on to something.
Why I oughta.
I would watch that.
Yeah, I just imagine somebody getting fucked wearing the big, you know, when they would, like, break a tooth and they would tie the thing around their head at the top. Wow.
Exactly. Or like somebody's foot accidentally goes into like a little acne like black hole.
It goes into a paint can.
We're having too much fun with that. I don't
That's like two great ideas back to back.
It's something that we need to look into. I need to do some research.
We got to get some cameras. We got a lot of stuff to do.
Just do air porn.
You want to mime pornography.
Yeah.
You want to use the ancient art of memory.
Yeah, that's another untouched field that we should jump into.
Literally.
Mime porn?
It's literally untouched.
All right, the next. All right, so this one, I'm going to read this whole thing just for this fucking little punchline at the bottom. Because it's great. if you were in these shoes, this one's called I Dodged a Bullet. And it's by, it's from Psycho Homo Sapien. These names are amazing.
Reddit names are the best.
Yeah, they are. I was at the mall, and this is where this story happens. I was with a friend of mine, and we were shopping. She dragged me to the mall, truth be told. She was shopping for a dress, blah, blah, blah. As we were shopping, I came across the biggest thought in my life. I am a guy, by the way. That's it. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
So while I was just walking around the store, as my friend was still deciding on which dress she was going to buy, this girl called me over to the corner of the store. I thought maybe she needed help or something, so I walked over there to help her out. She started to tell me that I was the cutest guy that she has ever met, and blah, 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 that's what it says. I should come over to her house. She dropped a picture of her riding a horse. And she said she knows how to ride other things other than horses. After she said that, I was 100% sure she dropped that picture on purpose to make this writing comment.
Well, yeah, no shit.
As saying that without dropping this picture would have been odd. I said, sorry, no thanks. I wasn't interested. As I was leaving, a guy I know from my area, who by the way, is a mega douchebag, came over and started flirting with her. This guy would always make fun of me since I'm a virgin and 21 years old. Sorry, but I'm saving myself for marriage. He takes her offer and fucked her. Later down the line, she became pregnant and sued the guy for child support. Thank God my morals helped me dodge this bullet.
Boy, that, I feel like that guy saw a hot girl at the mall once and then went wild in his imagination.
Yeah, I don't think this happened like that at all.
That's,
as like his friend was like, Todd.
Yeah, like, well, huh? Huh?
I was like, what? And he's like, stop staring at that girl.
Right.
Like, that's all it was.
Like, he's just breathing right through his mouth, staring.
Somebody left a comment that just said condoms.
Condoms? Yeah, that's a good solution. Yeah, that, that's rough. That's just pure fantasy there.
He's a lying hoe. That's all he is.
I saw the biggest thought. I'm a guy, by the way.
Yeah. All right, so this one is called, Is That Toaster Strudel Icing?
Oh, one more time?
Is That Toaster Strudel Icing?
Oh, okay.
Long story short.
Long story short, it's a shirt with a bunch of writing on it. Yeah.
It's like the Ten Commandments or whatever.
That's pretty great.
This is a true story about my ex-girlfriend, and we'll call her Reese. Reese was cheating on me at the time, and I don't know if she felt guilty or just plain sluttiness, but she was very spontaneous about sex.
Right.
One night we were making out in her parents' basement before dinner, and it was furnished. It was a furnished basement with 70s shag carpet, wet bar, blah blah blah. We made out, and it got fucking hot and steamy, and she rubbed my cock over the pants.
Oh.
I don't know what the fuck happened, but I said, "You make me want to do dirty things to you." She replies, "Do you want to come on my face?" Things added up, and she started sucking my dick. Suck the soul out of my dick. It lasted about 30 seconds. Either way, all right, there's a lot to this. I'm just going to skip down to this. It says, fuck, it's in my eye. So basically, he came on her face and started laughing. She went and changed shirts in expectation of it getting all over her. And then came back and finished. And as they were both cleaning up, when I finally stopped, I tucked myself back in, sat down, and proceeded to laugh until I cried. She ran into the bedroom to clean up and put the shirt she had on before she took off. Anyways, her mom called them up for dinner.
And they head upstairs to the dining room. Just as they were about to sit down, her mom says, "What's on your shirt?" Sure enough, it was smeared cum on her shirt collar.
Ooh.
The slut says, "Oh, it's just toaster strudel icing." All that for that. Yeah. Yeah, man, I'm glad that wasn't the last one. This one's good. This one will make up for that one. This is from Ragnarho. And it says, "He compared me to a dolphin and more terrible dirty talk. This was during my summer holiday a few years back. I met this rather charismatic guy who quite honestly was not the best looking guy, but with my desperation for sex on his side. I went out on a few dates with him, and then one night after a few cocktails, we decided to go back to my bedroom. Things were getting really hot, and then we were making out hardcore, rubbing all sorts of places, dry humping." Shit like that. And then he decided to take my shorts off. Instead of continuing on with the fucking heat, this boy decides to pause, then proceeds to slap my ass and yell, "Wow, you're like a dolphin." Slightly confused, I decided to ignore this random ass comment and continue on the sex. I'm a dominant character when I want to be, so I eventually decided to put myself on top. Again, everything was going very sexily. Is that a word? And then I felt him grabbing my hips and yelling, "Yes, yes, dance on my small penis." Unsurprisingly, I was not turned on and promptly decided to throw this guy out of the apartment, but put no effort in concealing my laughter. This still cracks me up. Dolphin.
I think that guy wanted to fuck a dolphin.
That guy has fucked a dolphin.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's weird because dolphins have sex for fun.
Yeah, they do.
So does my dogs.
Yeah. He found his dolphin, man.
Wow, you're like a dolphin. What
you're
the
just
fuck?
Like a dolphin. Well, hold on a second.
Yeah. Well, hold on now, weirdo. Yeah, so that's all for my fucking stories. That's all I got for you today, sir.
Wow, that was there were some real bangers in there.
Yeah, so good. So good.
If the macaroni and cheese presses against your fingers in the center, then paint that nursery pink because it's a girl. And if it gives...
I can't fucking deal with that guy, man.
That's amazing. I'm going to watch the rest of those tonight.
100%. Yeah. There's one right here that says seedless watermelon. It's cued. It is very much cued.
That's so good. Just, you got to find that gender, man.
Yeah. I really just want to see what the next one is. Pizza.
Pizza.
Oh, fuck. Oh,
oh
good.
God. I hope there's 200 of these.
Yeah, dude. I haven't looked into it. That sex your food, though. That guy is amazing.
Yeah, check that out on YouTube. That is a good time.
All right, well, Elliot. I think it's wrapping it up.
Yeah.
Time to put a condom on this thing.
And fuck it.
And wrap it up. What?
I don't know.
What did you learn today?
Man, I learned so much. I learned, do your makeup better if you're going on a first date.
Have a better lie if you're going on a first date.
Right. Don't try to fuck in the back of a cop car.
Yeah, true.
Because that'll not end well.
The Jetsons didn't happen, but
right.
Trash cans that move
by themselves
are a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, and dolphins have smooth, wet skin. And that's about it.
Oh, God.
I think that's it.
Yeah, I think that was pretty educational episode.
Yeah, it was. And you can finger mac and cheese.
Yeah, you can squish it. Are you going to do that sound on every episode?
100%.
I turn my radio down every time it happens.
All right. Well, thank you for listening. And, you know, if you like what you listen to, go and maybe, you know, leave us a review, a rating, something like that on iTunes or any other platform that you listen to us on. Elliot, what do you say?
Well, I say if you like it, tell a friend. Tell your friends.
Tell your friends. That's it?
Yeah.
Just word of mouth?
Yeah.
That's it?
I mean,
you 2019, gotta, just word of mouth.
Share. Okay, fine. Tweet it to your friends.
Okay. Well, let's twat.
Is that better?
Twat out.
Instagram it to your friends.
Yes, exactly.
We have a very great Instagram.
Tell somebody, a.k.a. tag somebody in one of our posts and, you know, make them a friend.
Right. That guy you talk to sometimes at the bank. Draw him a picture of us and hand it to him and say, listen, these guys talk funny. Listen.
yeah. Okay. All right. Again, thanks for listening. Elliot, go fuck your fucking self.